Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're gonna have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. We're back in our regular
slot. I know. Normal.
Sunday normals.
Nights. Last show was a Friday night. It was a fill-in. Or it was a show swap.
Show swap. Hello everyone.
Hey.
You are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
And I am Mbot.
And I am Sbot.
I loved doing this show swap though.
No, it was a lot of fun.
It was super fun.
I definitely look forward to the next. I think it was only the second annual show swap, mm-hmm. too. So,
if you guys didn't know, we swapped our show with DJ B-Fad.
B-Fad.
And we did our show on Friday night, and it was show
it was
swap.
It was a funk and disco show.
Rainbow Groove.
Rainbow Groove.
It was hard for us, but I think we pulled it off. I think we did good.
I think it was great, actually.
You can listen to it on our podcast.
That's right.
If you only tune in during this time to hear us. You can also hear us then too. Anyways, we have a very exciting show.
We do.
I don't know if you are longtime listeners, but way back in the day, it's not even podcast, before we even were podcasting our shows, we had a dedication to a music festival show.
That's right.
It was
Sasquatch. I went to Sasquatch and we had a show entirely dedicated to the Sasquatch festival, where we played only artists that were going to be at Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm. And it was called Sasquatch versus Robot. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty amazing. And now Mbot gets...
I get my own festival.
Her own festival.
Dedication show. Shall we do
took
it? Shall we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Took
let's
a year. Took a year. Okay. All right. This is transmission number 29.
Shambhala, 2009.
Mbot gets a circuitry overload.
And Sbot hears all about it.
I went to Shambhala.
I didn't. And I just got to hear about it afterwards.
It was amazing. It was super amazing. Yeah, we'll try and give you some little tidbits about... Is that even right?
I don't know. I thought you said something naughty there.
Oh.
was like, what are you talking about? But tidbits.
We'll give you some tidbits about the festival along the way. But I think we should just start.
Let's just get into it. Between sets, we'll discuss it.
A little bit. Espot's going to do an interview, kind of.
Yeah, I'm going to ask her about it. Because by the sounds of it, it's a little mad. It's a little crazy.
It was amazing. Okay, so we are starting off our Shambhala dedication show with an artist by the name of Bass Nectar. And Bass Nectar is kind of like, he's not really like the headliner of the festival, but he's played the festival every single year. And like, he's just a huge show. Mm-hmm. I missed it.
How does that even happen?
But I was watching a different show.
Wait, what time was it on, though? What time was he on?
Like 1 o'clock in the morning. He wasn't on at a weird time like some of the other bands were playing.
I feel like that's prime time.
No, it was, but it was because like another show that I really, really wanted to see also was at the same time. There are six stages.
He was at the main stage, eh?
He was at, I don't even know where he was. I think he was in the village, the Ewok village.
Mm. We'll talk about that later.
Anyways, this is Bass Nectar with his track, Roustabout. It's really interesting.
Do you think this is a good... is this kind of what the festival's like? Do you think this is a good track to represent the rest of the festival?
It's so hard because the festival is such an amalgamation of, like, hippies bathing naked on the beach and, like, playing like funk and then just like hardcore like hipsters just going crazy
coming together. Hey,
yeah, it's really quite interesting. And it's funny too because I was talking to a friend of mine and she went like the first couple years, and to go the first couple years for 4 days was $75.
How much was it this time around?
$210. So like it's because, you know, bigger acts are coming and it's like the bigger DJs are coming, and now it's not just like the local musicians, which there's still a lot of.
There still are a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, let's play some Bass Nectar, and then we'll get to it. All right. So here is Bass Nectar and Roustabout.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
What a crazy carnival.
Ah, I love that track so much. I went to the festival not only with my roommates, but also with a former roommate when I was living in Victoria this summer. And he used to love, he was also a DJ, and he used to love just like mixing that track in a living room. Oh, so good. So that was Bass Nectar with Roustabout. Yep.
Okay, so the festival, Shambhala or Shambhala, is that right?
I think it's either or. I feel like if you're like...
I feel like you're totally like a representative now. I'm like, Shambhala or Shambhala? You tell me.
Well, I feel like if you're a hippie, you'd say Shambhala.
Shambhala.
I'm going to... The little click-clackings is me looking up stuff about Shambhala. You can talk for a second.
What am I going to talk about? It sounded like it was fun. I regret not going, but it seems like it might have been a little bit too extreme for me.
It was definitely super intense for a lot of it.
Could you bring alcohol on the grounds? No.
No.
But you could buy alcohol there?
No.
But you could do drugs?
Yes.
That's what I figured.
Well, it's alcohol-free because they know that people are going to do drugs, and it's like super bad to mix.
Is there a lot of water, though? Are there
stations? Free water stations and stuff. Well, it's free water, one singular station. Shall I read a little bit about it?
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Oh, you're going to love this. Okay. About Shambhala Music Festival. Deep in the Kootenai mountain range, the Salmo River Ranch begins its annual transformation. Arcadian pastures evolve into a futuresque setting on an epic scale. Encircled by nature, a community rises, sharing a common goal, celebrating a collective love and respect for music, art, and humanity. For 5 days and 4 nights, time ceases to exist.
Deep.
Deep.
So sci-fi nerdy.
Also, when you go in, there's a sign that says, "Welcome to Shambhala, choose your own adventure," which nice. I feel is like very, very telling of the week end.
And everyone was, or a lot of people were dressed up, hey?
Oh, yeah.
You included. Maybe let's save that. Let's talk about that one later.
Yeah. So, anyways, it's a pretty amazing festival. I don't know if you've never heard of it. It's just a crazy festival in the Kootenays. And, yeah, it's amazing.
Six stages, right?
Yeah, six different stages, and they're all differently themed, which we can also talk about later as well.
I know. Is the campgrounds, is it close or is it all...
Yeah, it's pretty close. I mean, it depends. I mean, we, like... camped in the woods like a little bit aways, but everything's pretty close.
Yeah,
it's not like Sasquatch or anything where you're so far away.
Oh my gosh. And then you're like cattle going to and from.
No, it was just like people, like there was no like lines or anything. It was just everyone was just moving. There's so many stages, and I don't know, we didn't really go for, I mean, there was a couple of bands I really wanted to see, or a couple of DJs I wanted to see, but like you don't really go to see a band, you just go.
You just go
wherever, whatever stage is playing what you feel like.
Yeah.
And then you just go and hang out.
I'm with you.
Oh, just talking about it makes me want to go back. I'm ready to go back. All right, so what's up next? I think these are both
yours. Upon doing, well, obviously I wasn't there, so doing research for this was just me going to the website. And there's an insane amount of artists that play.
Yeah, it's 4 days of music, and the only time that there's not any DJs or bands playing is between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. So there's 2 hours of quiet every day.
It's crazy. And there is like a lot of local acts, and a lot of the, when you go to the artist page, a lot of the links are to artists that like don't even have like MySpace pages or anything like that. Or some of them are for like to email them through Telus. Like what? But one of the artists I definitely did know that was going to be there was You Say Party, We Say Die from Vancouver. And we'll be playing something off of Hit the Floor. But before that, this is an artist I just, upon randomly looking up artists, I had no idea, just clicking on people. This is a woman. It's like, she plays folk. She actually kind of sounds a little bit like Annie DeFranco, who I'm not a huge fan of. But this one track was different than all the rest. Her name is Anna Had a Sound, and the name of the track is Scores of Silence from the album Scores of Silence. And it's all vocals, and it was, I thought it sounded pretty. Maybe out of place for this festival, I'm not sure.
I don't think anything would have been out of place at this festival.
Yeah.
Especially these two bands, like, they do seem a little bit more, like, that one seems very folky, and then You Say Party, You Say Die, is just, We Say Die, is just like, yeah, 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 like, kind of punky.
Yeah, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone's just into it anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. I was already dressed up by
drugs.
I was already dressed up like a panda at that point.
So first up will be Anna Had a Sound with Scores of Silence, and after that is You Say Party, We Say Die with the song The Gap from Hit the Floor.
Sweet. All right. Pula, puto, pula, piti, pula, puto, pula, piti, pula, piti, pula, piti, pula, piti, pula, piti, pula, piti, pula, 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 so different.
I like that last track. I like both those tracks, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Really good finds.
Yeah, We Say Party, You Say Party, We Say Die was really, really fun.
What time did they play it?
They played like really early, like 7:30 or something. And it was at
8 a.m.?
No. Like in the evening, okay. Which is still like a pretty early time. Because mm-hmm. I mean, the days are like, you kind of just like spend your time on this like rocky beach. And like, you guys can, like, you can bathe in the river. There's lots of like naked hippies bathing. Lots of like nude sunbathing.
You know what? I'm curious. How do they even like patrol the grounds? Could anybody just go and walk in?
No. It was like a crazy, like, there's only one road in.
Oh, okay.
And like, actually, funny enough, on the way in, we had to wait. Like, there was no, like, not really a line, but we had to wait because they let these two people panhandle their way in, which they're not supposed to do. Like, they got enough money to go walk in and buy a ticket at the door.
Oh, I see.
And they're not allowed to let them do it, but they kind of turned a blind eye. But they tried to sneak in anyway, and one of them fell in the river and got lost.
What?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like, he was like, I can't believe you tried to sneak in. Like, we let you. You raised enough money. Now you can go in and you still try to sneak in. And now you're lost in the river.
Now you're lost in a river.
Yeah. Like, so ridiculous. But yeah, it was really hard to, like, you know, there's only one road in. You had to get your whole car searched and everything.
So once you're in there, so you camp on the grounds then?
Yeah. Once you're in, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, that was just You Say Party, We Say Die with The Gap from their album Hit the Floor. And before that was Anna Had a Sound, I think that's how it's pronounced, with the track Scores of Silence from her album Scores of Silence.
Nice.
Just her voice layered over and over.
I liked it.
So did I. I really liked it, actually.
Should we talk a little bit about, like, the different stages?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay. So there's six.
Which one was your favorite?
The Pagoda. The Pagoda is Pagoda. Like,
isn't Pagoda somebody from Wes Anderson films?
Yeah.
Pagoda, isn't he like the janitor in groundskeeper in Rushmore?
And Pagoda's also like the chauffeur and like,
and the guy who stabs Royal.
Yeah, in Royal Tenenbaums. The Pagoda is the main stage at Shambhala, and a lot of like big acts came, and it was like a really, like, really heavy, grimy, dirty stage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Filter, it was totally my favorite stage. And then the Fractal Forest was pretty awesome. A lot of lasers.
Well,
there. It was, yeah, it's pretty. I wonder if it says anything about the Fractal Forest. Let's click on it.
The photos I've seen so far. Oh yeah, there's
that.
The
it doesn't say anything.
Oh,
there's just lasers.
The photos look like a crazy, like a mix between like a Daft Punk concert and like a Flaming Lips concert in the forest.
It's crazy.
Which is pretty wild. I wonder how long it takes them to set this up.
I feel like a lot of the main structures are there all year round. Like, it's a working farm, but I think they keep, like, I mean, like, the next stage, like the village, the Ewok village is like, it's like, it's built into the trees. It's like, you go, there's like stairs going up and down onto ramps that just go around on the trees.
Very Ewok like.
Oh yeah. It's crazy. Like, see, there's all these towers. We're looking at the website, and then there's just like bridges linking all the towers together. And then it like encloses in the middle.
Can you get up there?
Yeah. You can just walk up the stairs.
What?
Yeah. And so you walk like among the trees.
That's ridiculous.
And then there is the living room, which is the stage that's on the beach. A lot of like live shows during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Rock Pit is kind of like the live act band, pretty much.
Okay.
It's like the stage where like bands, a lot of like the bands played there.
It's like a giant red and white sucky candy.
Yep, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Labyrinth was super trancey. Like, they played, a lot of those stages were like, you would kind of know what music you're getting to if you're going. Like, the Fractal Forest was a lot of like disco-y kind of stuff.
Right.
And the Pagoda is really heavy. And the Labyrinth was like super trancey.
Like psychedelic trance.
We lasted about 3 minutes in there. That was one of the places where we walked in, and everyone in my group was like, no, we have to leave. This is too much for us.
Was there pretty distinct crowds in each?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, not super distinct, but like, especially like, yeah, especially like there, it was like very like ravey, like a very like ravey crowd.
Right.
Anyways, super cool. You guys should just look these up. Like, you, like, I walked and I was like, I can't believe this place exists.
It looks wild.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay. Well, what's up next? Let's keep going. I just feel like there's so much to talk about.
Well, we'll do what we can. Next is, I guess this is kind of like a, I feel like this is more like a funk set.
Mm-hmm. Because there was a lot of funk there, too.
One of the, I have no idea really who this band is. I just saw them on the website, but they're called Fuzzbox Incorporated, and the track is Blow. This is just, it might even be off an album. I think this is just, we just pulled it off their MySpace page.
Mm-hmm.
And after that is Five Alarm Funk. Did you get to see them?
I did see Five Alarm Funk, yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're great. I've seen them many, many times. They're from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. My friend is in the band, and they
also... play?
Some kind of horn? Guitar.
What?
He plays the guitar. Oh. And he also lives with my friends.
Okay.
A bunch of my... Anyways, it doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. That's why I'm friends with him. But yeah, they were great. They were super fun. They're really funky. But just like... this is what I feel like I needed to like... give you a little bit of a warning, though, that like Five Alarm Funk puts on like an amazing show, which might not necessarily be captured in just like a recording.
Yeah,
because it's all about like how much energy they have, and they're just like giving so much, and they're all dancing around and like jumping up and down and hitting drums, and it's like
right,
like a 15 piece band, like it's just like a jam band. It's so awesome.
Well, it's true. On the flip side, there's artists that sound amazing in the studio, and then you see them live, and you're like, this is crap.
Yeah, this is true.
So.
So from Five Alarm Funk, we're going to be hearing the track Nighttime is the Right Time, and it's off of their latest album, Voodoo Hairdo.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. So that's it. So this is Fuzzbox Incorporated and Blow.
Talking to the kids in the bicycle riders. On the Watergate hiders. Talking to the people getting down at the go-go. Shake a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle and
burst it. Let me work it. Hang down, flip it and reverse it. Burst it. Let me work it. Hang down, flip it and reverse it. Burst it. Let me work it. Hang down, flip it and reverse it. Burst it. Let me work it. Hang down, flip it and reverse it.
Yeah, boy.
Let me work it. Hang down, flip it and reverse it.
Oh, so good. See, can you see how it would be really, really good live? No, it's just like you have to feel their energy.
I know. I could definitely see it. I feel like it would get people up and, well,
oh, yeah.
Like people would already be dancing. But
oh, yeah, for sure. Huge and mad props to Eli, who called in to correct me.
Eli corrected us.
Fire Alarm Funk, there's 11 of them, not 15, as I ballparked.
He's like, it sounded like you guys maybe just guessed that. And we're like,
yeah,
we sure did.
Definitely
we
guessed
around
that.
15.
It seemed like a lot of people.
Definitely over 10.
So you just heard Five Alarm Funk with their track Nighttime is the Right Time off of their latest album, Voodoo Hairdo. And then we started that with Fuzzbox Incorporated and the track Blow.
And again, you are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
Yes.
Why not, hey? We should probably do that more often, considering the show.
Yes. Should we reintroduce what the show is for people who are just tuning in?
Yeah, for sure.
So this is our 29th transmission.
It is Shambhala 2009.
M-Bot gets a circuitry overload.
And S-Bot hears all about it.
Shambles. So funny, I got back and I got a text from a friend that said, are you back in shambles? And I was like, sure.
Nice.
I am.
Nice.
Totally.
Smooth.
Shambles. Totally. Yeah, you wanted to talk about...
Oh, yeah, I want to ask... Well, I feel like before you were going, this was very well thought out with you and your friends, is what you were going to be wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Themed costumes per night.
Per night.
Let's get into it. Let's talk about it.
So, well, I mean, like, everyone... I mean, you can do anything you want. Like, there's a girl who's wearing, like, a blonde wig and bondage. And then there's a girl who is... Or there was actually one of my favorite costumes we saw was a group of dudes, and they were wearing like old style like samurai outfits, like, you know, with the big like the helmets and stuff.
Yeah.
Except for they were all like in glow sticks.
What?
So you could see just like the outline of their outfits, just like dancing. It was crazy. And there's like people dressed up like roosters and like all this like big giant roosters. There's a giant panda, like a big like fuzzy panda, and there's like fairies and. Whatever you wanted.
I really want to make a samurai suit out of glow sticks.
Oh,
what a selfless act,
yeah.
Though. That's only for other people. It's not even for him.
But it was like five of them, like five samurais. yeah, so crazy.
And you?
So we went first. The first day we went as characters from Peter Pan. So we had a Peeta and a Wendy and a Tink and a Tiger Lily. Which was pretty much just Peter Pan being a pimp and like the three like female leads. I was Tiger Lily.
Nice.
Little princess. And then the second night we went as different kinds of like fairies, which was pretty cool. I went as a wood nymph.
Made you a wood nymph?
I was wearing brown.
Oh, brown.
Oh, and also my roommate is a professional face painter, so we all had like crazy face paint.
Yeah, she is really good.
Mm-hmm. And then the third night we went as... animals. But the best part about our animals was that we went to American Apparel to buy like, I don't know, some sort of basic outfit for this night.
One color outfit of
and
some kind.
And then I like walked and the first thing I saw was a like deep V and like low bat black one piece hooded bathing suit. And I kind of just tried it on as like shits and giggles. No, the three of us ended up buying it, and we went in matching like American Apparel hooded bathing suits with like face paint of our animal and ears and tails.
That's pretty good, though.
I was not a fluffy panda, but I was a panda.
But God damn it, you were a panda.
I was a panda.
You were a panda that was ready to swim and also keep your head dry.
But it was pretty crazy, and S-Bot asked earlier if like everyone dressed up, and like, yeah, pretty much. You just like would feel... not out of place, but you have to be like willing to at least like embrace. You have to embrace, or else you're not gonna have a good time.
Yeah, I can see it. I can totally see it.
Yeah. Okay. So what's next?
Up next. Oh my gosh! How embarrassing. I'm getting a text.
Whoa, that's a pretty intense text. I don't even know if you guys can hear that.
I hope you can. We sure can.
Anyways, this is a Sharesies set.
Yes. Next up is Boy 8-Bits, who actually I hadn't heard before.
I had.
Yeah, you had.
I missed him again. He played at 6 in the morning.
Funny, all these funny slots.
Actually, it's both of these bands I missed because they played at 6 in the morning, and you're just really tired.
I believe it.
In the morning.
I believe it. This track is Yeah, when I was researching this, I heard this track and I was like, oh, that's actually really good. It's called The Suspense Is Killing Me from, I think it's just from like a digital EP of some kind. Mm-hmm. But he's on Mad Decent, so maybe it'll have a physical release at one point in time.
Sweet.
But it sounded good. And do you want to do the next one?
Yeah, and then after that, we're going to be playing Treasure Fingers and the track Our Time. It's their remix, and it's just MP3 floating around. All right, so here is Boy 8-Bit and The Suspense Is Killing Me and
Treasure Fingers with Our Time.
You see how I switched that up?
You did. I didn't realize that at first.
It's okay. All right. We'll be right back.
We're gonna take drugs.
we were talking.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay, so you just heard Treasure Fingers with the track Our Time.
And before that was Boy 8-Bit with the track The Suspense Is
that
Killing
track
Me.
That track slayed.
Bang.
That is so amazing.
That is
I am
banger.
Pissed that I missed it. Who plays at 6 in the morning? Both Treasure Fingers and Boy 8-Bit. I can't believe it's such an awful time. You're so tired.
Maybe they're just for like the hardcores, the super hardcores.
Yeah, but those are two big acts too.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was an amazing track. Super awesome. So we feel like we're like we have so many more tracks and we're like totally running out of time. It's
yeah,
okay.
No
talking
there.
Was okay.
Talking was good. It was informative. What?
I feel like after my weekend of like just ruining my circuitry, I just like had to just up it with knowledge.
Knowledge. Now I'm gonna learn something.
I'm gonna
from
learn
this.
Something. Okay. Well, I don't know. Shall we just like sign off and play a track? And if there's time, we'll play some more tracks after
that.
Yeah,
I think so. We planned on having three more tracks, and then we were like, we'll just play this last set of two. And now we're like, maybe we can only get in one song. We'll see. We'll see how we do. Let's just do the one for now.
Okay. All right.
But we'll sign out. We'll sign out for it.
Okay. So I wanted to close the show with Jack Beats. He's a DJ from the UK, and this is what I missed Bass Nectar for. He was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like the best show ever.
The Destroyer. Hey?
Oh, yeah. He was totally the Destroyer. And also, I feel like I'm pretty proud that I was like definitely sober during his set, too. And I feel like being sober at 12 midnight on the last day of Shambhala is pretty amazing.
It's impressive.
And I slayed it. Like, I've never danced that hard. He was so good. Oh, my gosh.
That's heartwarming. That's so wholesome.
I know. I feel so wholesome. My mom
and
should not listen to this.
Too.
I know. I'll remember everything. Yeah, so amazing. Jack Beats, so great. You should check out his MySpace to take a listen, or on Hype Machine. Lots of good remixes and stuff on there. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we wanted to close the show with his track, Get Down.
Get Down.
So amazing. All right, well, shall we sign off? And then perhaps we'll surprise you with more music later.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So I've been MBot.
And I've been SBot.
I hope you guys enjoyed my circuitry overload.
It was your festival dedication show.
Yay. So. And I hope you liked hearing all about it.
I sure did. Oh my God, did I ever.
Seriously, if you are into electro or funk or any, really, if you just like to have a good time and want to dress up and be in like the most magical place on earth, check out Shambhala next year.
It's not Disneyland, turns out.
But pretty close. People in costumes. Just everyone's really happy.
Lights.
Lights. Lasers.
All right. Also up next is Mondo Trasho with Maxwell. He should be busting through the doors any moment, I'm sure.
And following that is Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been
All Awesome in Your Ears.
And you've been listening to
CITR
101.9 FM. So let's kill it. This is Jack Beats with Get Down.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks, guys.
Yeah. Whoa, there was some disco playing there for a second. Yeah, that's the way I like to roll. Okay, here we go. Here's Jack Beats.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Then it happened. Yeah.
Totally did sound okay.
It sounded amazing. It sounded just like me.
It totally did. It was uncanny. Okay, so Maxwell's not here yet, and I'm just going to take this opportunity to play more music because we didn't get to it.
Our show's extended.
Extended a little bit. Okay, so you just heard Jack Beats with Get Down. Just slayed when that track hit the floor, honestly. He was really good. Definitely the best show I think I saw there. Well, actually, no. That was the best, like, single DJ. And I think the best, like, night that I had was I went to go see... I just ended up at the Pagoda on Saturday night and just ended up seeing DJ Decline. And then following that, Will Bailey. And they played for, like, 4 hours. And it was, like, I didn't stop dancing for 4 hours because they were so good. Oh, so good. So, yeah, that was, like... My favorite night, I think, was seeing these two people together. And I didn't know anything about them, but they were so good. Like, I just wanted to dance. So I want to play you a track from DJ Decline. Yep.
Play it.
That's it. It is it's called Don't Smoke Darifa. You like that?
Yeah.
And it's the Finlay remix of that track.
Sweet.
So let's play that. And if we have more time, we'll come back and play some more. All right, so here is DJ Decline and Don't Smoke Darifa.
I don't smoke the reefer. versus pop? You smoke? Reefer? You smoke? Reefer? You smoke? Reefer?
Cigarettes. I don't smoke cigars. I don't smoke a pipe.
I don't smoke the reefer.
Desires, ooh, when we start making fires.
So this is MBOT here, still streaming something for you. Just to let you guys know, that was LaRue with a remix of In For The Kill. It's Scream's Let's Get Ravey mix. Heard it a lot at Shambhala. Figured we'd leave you off with that before we get into Maxwell's show, which we found finally. Sorry about that, Maxwell. Oh, there's more music playing. Oh, there we go. Yeah, so we found Maxwell's show. So here is Mondo Trasho. Mondo Trasho with Maxwell. Enjoy. Sorry, it's a little bit late.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Maxwell, and you're listening to Mondo Trasho. That's my show. It's Sunday the 16th, I think. And we're going to play this really great show that MT40 did live on CITR on Mondo Trasho last week. And then we're going to play some Unsoon's Party Techno. So stay tuned.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, everybody.
Grammy and Grampy. And Ivy.
So guys, do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Here's another mic. Hey, you, Sophie. Mics. Just grab it.
Hey, I am Reginald.
And I am Sophie.
And you guys are MT40, and MT40. You're super psyched to be here.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
we've had a very sad 2 hours.
That's not uncommon at an MT40 show, I believe.
Yeah. Yes, but we're going to play some awesome songs. You guys have a lot of buzz. You guys want to give away tickets? I have tickets to Casio Kids. Do you guys want to think of a trivia question?
Yes, yes. Can we think of a trivia question?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, trivia question. Okay, I can't think of anything.
You can't think of anything? Can you think of something? Here's a really easy... I have a really easy one.
Yeah, you got one. Okay.
So call in and be the first person to tell us where MT40 got the name of their band from.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
good one.
Okay.
Good one.
MT40. Where did MT40 come up with the name for their band?
It's very hard, because...
Yeah.
What?
No one will get it.
Maybe somebody will get it. What phone number do they call?
Oh, right, yeah. CITR, you phone us at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And I guess the most entertaining guess at where you guys got your... All right, caller number one, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. You're a winner.
Yeah.
All right. Stay on the phone. Stay on the phone because you're a winner. And we'll get right back to you. MT40 are going to run into the studio right now. Where are you playing next?
Next we're going to play, I guess, for
Olio Festival.
At the Media Club.
At the Media Club on the Saturday night with
15th.
Juvenile Hall and Sex Party.
Fantastic. And where can we check you out online?
myspace.com/whois, the letter M, the letter T, and a 4 and a 0. Who is MT40?
All right, great. And I guess let's party.
Okay.
Let's party on.
Can we play like 4 songs?
Yeah, totally. Let's go. Go, 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 go. Run. Okay, cool. All right, MT40 from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, blah, 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 blah. They're about to start, and it's going to be awesome. Awesome. Oh, and hey, you guys, turn off the radio in the studio.
smaller than nothing will.